Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together we're the Gen X couple.
Hey guys.
Hello everyone. Take one.
How are you guys doing with your New Year's resolutions? Have you guys given up yet, or are you still trudging along? I don't make them, so I am right on track.
I did make one resolution to give Marshmallow 100 kisses a day.
Oh my god, give it a rest, you guys. Anyway, we don't really have much going on with us right now. We're pretty boring.
We are, but we're making some plans for the new year, some trips we want to do,
and
we'll see what comes about.
Yeah, we'll see. We have some good stuff planned, but for today, we thought we would give you guys some life hacks that you never knew you needed.
And I need all the shortcuts I can get.
Yeah, don't we all? So now, let's just get right into it.
So we separated them into categories, and this first one is full of tips for time management and productivity.
Yeah, the first one is the 2-minute rule. So what that means is that if a task takes less than 2 minutes, just do it immediately. Just do it. I know. But trust me, you'll be glad you just did it and got it over with.
That's a good start. And if that one works, another method people could try is what's called the Pomodoro technique.
Pomodoro.
And this technique, work and focus 25-minute intervals.
Say technique again.
Technique.
Okay, thank you. Because that's not how you just said it a minute ago.
I'm pretty sure.
I love you. It's not.
Work in focus 25-minute intervals.
Intervals?
With 5-minute breaks in between.
I am picking you apart today. I love you, though. I do. So you said work in focus 25-minute intervals with five minute breaks in
between. That's what I like to do.
Okay, that sounds like more work than rest, and I'm more of a rest-focused individual.
Yeah, I know that one's not for you, but if you're more like a work for 15 minutes and then take a 2-hour break kind of person, that you are.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so we've already established that the Pomodoro technique isn't really going to work for me, but you guys let me know if it works for any of you.
Here's one that we've tried, and it actually really helps, especially with mundane tasks that you're really dreading. Is one thing is to set a timer. It makes you clean faster if you set a 10-minute timer and you want to try and get finished beforehand. Or what I like to do is put on 2 to 3 songs and use that as my timer and try to finish before the songs are over.
Yeah, I like that better. And basically what I'm hearing from you right now is work for 10 minutes using a timer and then take a 2-hour break.
That's not exactly what I meant. I was thinking 10 on, 10 off is a good system.
Yeah, that makes sense. You guys can also try what's called the Eisenhower Matrix, and it sounds much cooler than it actually is. So what that means is prioritizing tasks by urgency and importance. So basically you'd start with the most urgent or important tasks and then move to the less urgent or important tasks.
Yeah, I think a lot of people already do that anyways. Yeah,
probably. But I thought it wouldn't hurt to mention it, just in case.
And our final productivity hack is to batch similar tasks together. Answer all your emails in one bunch, make all your calls all at one time, or while you're out, run all your errands at once to avoid interruptions.
Yeah, that makes sense when it comes to saving time. Now here are some home organization life hacks that we wanted to share with you guys.
The first is to declutter regularly. It's definitely easier said than done, but if you can donate, sell, or toss items you don't use about every 6 months, you'll be in awesome shape.
Yeah, we've talked about doing that, but have never really followed through.
Maybe it's time for year 2025.
Maybe it is, but probably not. Our next tip is to use drawer organizers in every room. I know, but it actually helps to keep small items visible, and they're actually easier to find that way.
Robin loves doing this next one, color code with bins and labels, which is great for keeping seasonal or sports or kid items organized.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of color coding. Now, this next one is something that Chris gets me to try every time I buy something, but I'm too weak. It's the one-in, one-out rule. So for every new item you buy, donate or discard an old one. And yeah, I'm not doing that, but maybe that would work for you guys.
I want to keep trying, working on that with Robin.
Yeah, you do that.
Next, I suggest using clear bins for storage. That way you can see what's inside them without opening them.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Right?
Yeah, that's very easy to do also.
Now, here are some cleaning hacks. Use vinegar for stains and odors. Despite what you're thinking, it's actually great on clothes, coffee makers, and bathrooms. The next one is to use a lemon to clean your cutting boards. So if you just rub a slice of lemon with a little bit of salt on the cutting board, it helps to disinfect it. The next one, I had written down use old toothbrushes, but you could actually just get it like a used toothbrush, and you could use a new one from like the Dollar Tree and use that for cleaning details. So it's actually perfect for like those hard to reach areas like the grout in your bathtub, or, you know, to get in to the nooks and crannies on some of your appliances.
As long as I don't see you using my toothbrush.
I would never do that. Oh my God. That's awful. The next one is actually amazing. And I think I had seen this on Facebook a year or two ago, and it works so well. So if you microwave a bowl of water with some vinegar in it, it loosens all the food splatter stains on the inside of the microwave, so they wipe right off. It's amazing. And this last one is try using dryer sheets to dust your baseboards. I don't know why. Our house is super dusty. We have forced hot air heat, and I swear we have more dust in our house than anywhere. But the dryer sheets actually they're better at collecting the dust on your baseboards than just a regular like feather duster or a cloth alone.
And makes it smells nice, too.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think of that. You're right.
So those were some awesome cleaning ideas. Now, see, here are a few cooking and kitchen tips. Freeze herbs and olive oil and put them in ice cube trays. And they're perfect for throwing into soups or sautéing. Also, soaking potatoes in water before cooking helps a lot. And it removes the excess starch and makes them crispier.
My mom always did that. Now I know why.
And then when you're reheating pizza, you want to use a damp paper towel. It keeps the crust from getting chewy.
But we don't even reheat our pizza.
Yeah, who has that? Who doesn't eat all of it at one time?
Well, that's a good point. I don't necessarily, but I keep it at room temperature. I don't reheat it because then it gets soggy and gross.
Yeah. You can also use mason jars for salad storage. It keeps layers fresh with dressing on the bottom. And you want to freeze sauces in ice cube trays. And you portion out the sauces and then pop them into a dish as needed.
Yeah, that's an awesome idea about the sauces in the ice cube trays. We actually have to try that one.
Yeah, we've definitely tried with coffee to make iced coffee.
Yeah, we have. We froze an ice cube tray full of coffee that we had left over. And then when you put the coffee ice cube into your iced coffee, you just have more iced coffee. It's actually genius. That was Chris's idea, and that was a good one. And now here are a few health and fitness hacks for you guys. So you're going to want to drink water first thing in the morning. I know. But it hydrates you, of course, and then it helps to boost your metabolism before you put coffee in your system. Yeah, I know. That's a tough one for me too. But try it. The next is to set out your workout clothes the night before. That helps to remove excuses, and it actually makes the workouts easier. It gets you going right away. The next one would be to use a standing desk or to get a timer to move. So I think we all know at this point that sitting too long impacts your health. You should probably aim to move about every 30 minutes, if not more. The next one, and I do this myself, brush your teeth earlier in the evening, and that will help you avoid late night snacking. Brushing your teeth signals your body that eating time is done. The last one is to sleep in a cool, dark room. It actually helps you sleep better that way. The ideal temperature for sleeping is actually around 65 degrees Fahrenheit or 18 degrees Celsius for anyone who's international.
Now, the accountant in me is happy to give you all a few money and budgeting tips. There's some Roundup saving apps. And those apps round up every purchase, and those save a small amount over time.
I think what you meant to say is you would round up in your savings app. It's not like a specific app.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the next is the 40, 50, 30, 20 rule. You budget for 50% for needs, 30% for wants, and 20% for savings.
Okay.
And then you can sell or donate unused items online. And there's a ton of apps that make it easy to sell old things for extra cash.
Yeah, I do that, actually. I sell a ton of my stuff on Poshmark. I actually had a really good day the other day, speaking of. A ton of old stuff that I've had listed on there for almost a year went out the door, and I was happy to see it go.
Yeah, you do well on there, and it's all going to Disney.
Yeah, it is. Okay, sorry about that interruption. Keep going.
And avoid shopping when emotional or hungry. It helps avoid impulse buys and overspending.
Yeah, I'm the queen of impulse buying. I seriously need to keep this in mind when I do food shopping.
And you want to use cash for small expenses. It keeps you more aware of what you're spending it on.
Yeah, thank you for that. I never have cash on me. I haven't seen cash in years. For me personally, it's easier to use my debit card because then I'm spending exactly what I, you know what I'm saying? Like, say I go to Dunkin' Donuts. If I had like a $10 bill, but I got a $3 coffee, then I'd end up with $7 and that would end up just sitting in my winter coat pocket until next year. But this way, if I go to Dunkin' Donuts and use my debit card, I'm just spending the $3 and not having like the extra $7. So I actually spend less by using my debit card. You're
but
welcome.
You also got to take into account when the winter coat comes out next year.
Yeah, score.
You got a treasure right there in the pocket.
That's true. But plus, I think we all learned during COVID that cash is very dirty. So I do try to handle it as little as possible. Cash actually grosses me out, so I never use it. But anyway, we got off topic, and I'm going to bring us right back in with a few travel hacks that might help you the next time you're heading out on vacation. So here's a really good one, and I think everybody should try this. Roll your clothes when you pack them. It not only saves space, but it helps to keep your clothes wrinkle-free. It's a great tip. Try it. The next one is to photograph your passport, ID, and itinerary. So that way, God forbid, if anything happens and they get lost, you'll have digital copies. The next one is to use a glasses case for those loose wires or chargers. It helps to keep the small electronics organized in one place. Also, back to the dryer sheet, pack one in your suitcase. It helps keep your clothes smelling so fresh and good while you're traveling. And then, I feel like we all do this anyway, but I know there's a few people on here that still get their paper airplane tickets. They print them online. But check in online and download the pass. You can save it right to your Apple wallet or for your a Droid user. I don't know what you do because we're an Apple family, but do that all digitally. It reduces paper use and it saves time.
You remember that one time when we went to London and it was the one time you forgot to bring the boys' birth certificates with us and we had to scramble to get them emailed to you from the boys' stepmom?
Yeah. And that was especially insane because we had his passport and you need a birth certificate to get a passport in the first place. We were in London and I had no idea why she was being so insistent about the birth certificate, but I was able to get it quickly thanks to the boy's stepmom. She saved us that day. So definitely make sure you have photos of all your important documents on your phone just in case. I will never ever travel without their documents. Although the youngest is going to be 18 over the summer, so I think he's got his license and he's probably good to go at this age.
He should be good.
They were younger at the time, but oh my God. We were like, oh my God, what if we get stuck in London and we can't get past Heathrow? We were like panicking, and that was a red-eye flight, and we had been up all night, and we were already tired, and that was scary because I didn't think we were going to get past customs, but we did.
Yeah, and it's definitely a good idea to keep all your electronics.
Not only, I totally interrupted you, but not only did we get past customs, because we had Nathan, who was a kid at the time, they put us right through. Remember, they put us through the line of people with little kids?
Yep.
And we got to blow past a huge line of people waiting to get through customs. Like, that probably saved us like an hour of time. Sorry. Okay, carry on. Sorry.
All right. So next, we have some technology tips. You want to use dark mode because this reduces eye strain and saves battery on devices like your phone.
I can't get my phone that dark. It's not like super bright, but dark mode is hard for me. And I think it's because I'm an old person now.
So you want to screenshot important information on your phone. Like we just talked about. It saves time searching emails, itineraries, or barcodes. And then this is one for the Gen X out there. Press the space bar twice for periods.
Yes! Yes, always. Two spaces after a period.
On mobile, it's a faster way to add punctuation when typing.
Yeah, the Gen Xer in me loved that you just said that because yes. I am team two spaces. I don't care what the millennials or Gen Z has to say about it. Two spaces after a period. That's the way I learned in typing class.
Yes.
Okay, thanks, bye. End of rant.
And you want to use Google Lens for translations information. Just take a photo of any text to get instant translations.
I love that.
And then at night, you want to get the good night's sleep. So put your phone on Do Not Disturb and set up auto rules to avoid interruptions and better sleep.
Awesome tips. Thank you. So here are a few of my favorite parenting hacks for you guys. And I know that I talked about this earlier, but lay out the kids' outfits for the week on Sunday. It saves so much time and stress in the morning. It works for adults and kids, not just kids. I do this. I think you do this. The kids do not do this, but they should be doing this. It's a huge time saver. And here's another good one if you've got little ones in your car. So use a shoe organizer for snacks and supplies in the car. That way you'll keep essentials within reach. So you'll have snacks, maybe a bottle of water, a pack of wipes. It also works for adults, but it's very helpful when you have kids in the car. The next one is to label toys or drawers by category. It makes it so much easier for the kids to help with cleanup. And my sister's gonna cringe when I say this, but give kids time reminders for transitions. We always did this with the kids when they were little. It helps to ease them into activities and it lessens the resistance when it's time to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, we're leaving in 5 minutes. Hey, we're leaving in 2 minutes. It makes it easier. My sister is rolling her eyes right now and she insists she's not going to do this with my favorite niece, but she is because she's going to see very soon.
It's coming.
She's going to see how much it actually works. And my last parenting tip would be to rotate the toys out instead of buying new ones. This way it keeps their interest fresh without making new purchases. So you just keep a bunch of stuff stashed away, then just rotate them out every 6 months. And it's like, boom, new toys every few months for the kids. It's perfect.
Those are good ones. Now here are a few quick fixes for everyday problems you may encounter. Rub soap on a zipper to unstick it. Works like a charm if the zipper won't budge.
Yep.
And then you want to use bread to pick up glass shards. It catches tiny pieces you might miss with the broom. And you also want to make sure to use that end piece of the bread loaf. That's what it's there for.
Yeah, because normally it just goes in the trash in our house. We don't eat that garbage piece.
Now, you Generation Z out there don't use this next tip. But prevent squeaky doors with cooking spray. You just apply a little and the squeak will be gone. Don't use that for sneaking out, though. And you want to use a rubber band for better grip on stripped screws. Place it over the screw head for better grip. And then when you cut apples and you want to keep them from browning, do use a little bit of lemon juice. A squeeze of lemon keeps them fresh longer.
I love that. I never would have thought of the bread one. I love that. I can't wait to try that next time.
Hopefully we don't break any glass anytime soon.
But yeah.
We will definitely try that one with the end piece.
Yeah, we're definitely going to try it with the end piece. So this last category is some beauty and self-care hacks. Try some dry shampoo at night. I know. But it absorbs oils while you sleep, and it actually makes your hair look fresh by the morning. The next one is to use coconut oil as makeup remover. It's natural and effective for most skin types. This next one was amazing, and when I read it, see, I don't use this one because I get my nails done, but I do dip, so I don't use nail polish anymore. But if you store your nail polish in the fridge, it keeps it from clumping, and it extends the life of your nail polish. This next one I also was really impressed by. Use Vaseline as a perfume base. It actually helps the scent last longer. And this last one, I don't wear makeup, so I got this one from Al Gore's interwebs, but apparently if you apply foundation with a damp sponge, it provides even more coverage and it blends better. If you guys try it, let me know how it works.
Yeah, these were just a few things that may make your life a little bit easier. At least we hope they do.
Yeah, hopefully you guys can use some of these, and please let us know if you do. Next week, we're going to tell you the story of Marshmallow and how she came to live with us.
I can't wait. to dedicate an entire episode to the love of my life.
Oh, you too. So if you loved this episode, please consider leaving us a review on the app where you listen to this podcast. And feel free to email us with any feedback or any stories you have to share.
And until next time, see you later, alligator.
In a while, crocodile.